Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your main cast, and over Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. This one's a special podcast that I decided to do. I rarely do this, guys. You know that, but I actually woke up this morning really early. The time is about 5 o'clock. I woke up this morning with a heavy mind, a heavy heart. I'm posting this today. Usually I will do my podcast ahead of time and post them, a day or two later, a week later, depending on, the schedule that I'm doing. But this one, I felt I needed to do, and I needed to, address this because I'm really disturbed. Of course, I always want to thank you for all the support and love, but this is a real serious one, guys. The state of Black people is bothering me. It's really bothering me. I woke up this morning and usually, I don't know, I think everybody does it, but I do it. I wake up in the morning. I may wake up early, maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock to get my day started, depending on the day, if it's a weekend, whatever. And then before that, I'll grab my phone. I'll go to the toilet to do my morning business. And while I'm there strolling, I'm, seeing the news, seeing what's going on, stay relevant, right? And I saw the case of Carmelo Anthony, the young man that I believe 2 years ago stabbed the other white kid at the school meet. Now, when this happened, and this podcast is not about that only, but I'm just throwing it out there as an example of why I'm where I am right now. There was a lot of speculation when this first happened, right? They were saying that this kid was bullied by these kids, so he brought the knife for protection. They were saying that the gentleman got jumped by a whole bunch of people, so he had to defend himself. They said the knife was there. Maybe it was some scissors that was already in the tent, so they just picked it up so he could defend himself. They said that he was scared for his life because these gentlemen have been bullying him for a while. So he was protecting himself. They said a lot of things to bash these kids, this white boy that got murdered. The Black community was rallying behind him, saying, self-defense. I mean, all these things, right? Now, even I already said myself in the previous podcast, I was a little bit suspicious about it. Like those narratives just weren't making sense, but who knows, at the end of the day. But then now the trial's going on and I woke up this morning and I'm following the trial, just trying to stay, relevant in the media. And a lot of the truths that I thought were this case is actually happening. He wasn't jumped. The encounter lasted maybe a few minutes. There were statements that say, touch me, see what I do, punch me, see what I do. And then boom, stabbed. There was no four bullies jumping him. They knew each other from before. There was no tussle. There was no, he had the knife in his bag. The knife wasn't something that was laying there where he grabbed real quick to defend himself. It was already in his bag. It was very basic, unfortunately, and all that extra information we're coming to find out wasn't true. Now, it could be more stuff that pops up, you know, so don't get me wrong, but for the first few days of the testimony, there and the eyewitnesses, there seems to have been nothing more than that. He was in the tent that was in school. The guys are like, yo, get out our tent. This ain't your tent. Handcuffed, like, I just try to push him out. He went in his bag, stabbed him, and ran. Really that simple, really senseless. But this is an overall bigger picture that my Black community is not talking about, right? Why did he have a knife on him in the first place? Now, it seemed like he was from a well-to-do household. His parents, they own a home. He was an athlete. It didn't seem like there was any issues. But this kid had a knife and nobody's talking about that. We're talking about self-defense. But why did he have a knife in the first place? Just like the gentleman that got killed at the convenience store. Why did he have a gun on him? See, Black people want to talk about injustice to us, but we don't talk about the things we're doing to ourselves. And it's hurtful. I mean, it is hurtful to me to see this now, to see that we are making the dumbest decisions and not addressing the real issues. These young men are out here with guns and knives, put themselves in bad situations, and the Black community is not addressing the real issues. Like, we like to deflect all day long. Like, as Black men, we talk about women don't have accountability. Black women don't have accountability. And in some sense, they don't. Let's be real. But as a community, the Black community don't have accountability. We sit there and we cry so much about systematic racism. We talk about about what's against us and how hard life is and all this stuff, but we don't address the things that we're doing to ourselves. An Asian man killed a young Black man with a gun and we're outraged. But everyday gangs are killing each other and we're not outraged about that. If a gang member saw another gang member and shot him, the Black community's not outraged. They're not saying, oh, why he has a gun? No, they say, oh, he's a gang member. Or, oh, you know, that's life. Damn, that's messed up. Why didn't he shoot the gun? Instead of asking, why do these young men have guns? But we don't care about it. We really don't care about when it's Black on Black. But we want to boycott and do all of that. And I don't agree with this at all, but I understand the mentality, right? So I don't agree with any violence towards anybody for any reason. But I saw somebody, a few people said, you know, we're the gangsters. We're the killers. We're quick to kill Black people, but we're not quick to kill others that kill Black people. All day long, they go hunting for an op or shoot somebody that disrespect them real quick. But at the end of the day, people like George Zimmerman and others that have killed Black young men for no reason walk around free and safe. But I can't, you know what I'm saying? They can go into the hood and probably nobody touched them. But I go into the hood, I got to fear for my life. Most Black people that get murdered by other Black people. Now, you could say, well, that's the case with other races, and you're right. But the thing is, I'm not worried about other races. And to me, those are avoidable deaths in my thing. Like, I'm killing because of gang violence. I'm killing my other Black people because they're Black. That's ridiculous. We don't address anything in our own community at all. Like, I feel so defeated. I feel so defeated because I sit here as a middle-class American, black person. I'm a homeowner. Me and my wife drive really nice luxury cars. Our kids go to good schools. You know, I live a life that people will say is white, right? But why do we do that? Why do we label doing good as another culture? We do so many things to ourselves that we don't even see it. But when getting back to why I'm saying about my status, that I see things so differently now. And I see above our struggle. Not saying I still don't struggle, that I'm still not black. But what I'm saying is I see reality of things. Like, my son is 18, and there's no reason why he would have a gun on him. That's on me. Something happened in my parenting that my son needed a gun. Is he in a school that's violent? You know, what's going on? But these parents, I would be addressing that. I would be saying, I don't know why my son had a gun. He shouldn't have a gun. And that's bad. I feel sad that my son died. I want justice, but I do recognize that my son put himself in that situation. See, that's how mature parents handle things. They think you could be hurt. Of course you're going to be hurt. The loss of your son. And you may think, I get it. But to sit here and negate that your son had a gun or your son had a knife and he shouldn't have. To me, that's just ugly work. We don't have no accountability. We have none at all. We have thousands of kids running around inner cities with guns shooting each other. Where are the parents at? Because kids don't grow up to be violent. Kids don't grow up being gangsters. They don't. That it doesn't happen. Kids don't come out the womb talking about, hey, I'm repping this set, I'm gonna have this gun. No, these are learned behaviors. Learned behaviors. Now, I think sons and daughters all got their rebellious period. They all have their I'm not listening, you know, and that's part of parenting. That's part of your kid growing up. We've all been through it individually. But there's a reason why we didn't go into gangs and drugs and stay there. Because sometimes you go there, I was there. But I had teachings from my grandmother, from my mother, that kept me straight. They try to provide me opportunities to see life differently. And the thing is, I always said this, and I've said this in previous podcasts, the hood don't have to be the hood. It could be the nicest place in the world. Soap, mops, little cutting grass. I mean, you know, not you're defecating everywhere, throwing your garbage everywhere. Like, we don't have to be this idea of what ghetto-ness. We don't have to be that. We really don't. But we choose as a community to embrace that life. Like, shit, Compton is a whole ghetto of houses. People living in houses and still not happy. Think about that. I don't think anybody's ever pointed that out, right? You say, oh man, the projects, right? You go to Chicago, New York, certain places, you see those projects. Like, damn, you know, there's a whole bunch of people living in this tight quarters and all that. But you go to Compton, houses. I don't see many, complexes. There's houses. Now, I think I passed through Compton, but I've never hung out there. So I don't know exactly, but when you look at Compton, when I saw it, it was nothing but houses. When you see it on TV, it's people that visit houses, whether they rent them or own them, whatever, it's houses. These people have houses and they still are ghetto. They're still killing each other. Even with the surge of crack and cocaine, right? That don't make, like, people are not running around killing each other because of drugs and territory. That's not the main, I mean, it happens. Yeah, but that goes down. But no, they're fighting over blocks that they don't even own, colors that are general, fighting over the dumbest shit in the world. And we allow that. Our young babies, our young kids having guns and knives. And then we don't take accountability for that. Like, I hear nothing about that kid having a gun. Nothing at all. I hear nothing about people, the parents, why he had a knife. I also saw something in the news. You know, Remy Ma, her son, I believe, was convicted of murder, right? And he killed somebody, he killed some guy. Now, I don't care about the details. That's not what I'm talking about. But coming out the courtroom, the man that got killed's daughter saw Remy Ma. And she was all grilling her and had attitude to her. Like, she lost, like, her son didn't just murder this woman. Sympathy, Grace, like, I am sorry about the loss of your father. Regardless of any, I'm sorry about the loss of your father. I didn't raise my son that way. You know, but no, she had an attitude with her. Oh, F you, bitch, blah, 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 attitude. Like, she lost somebody. She'd go to jail and see her son. But this woman lost her father. You know? And Black people are the most self-centered people I know. They could do wrong and look at you. You know? I'm going to get a little personal here. You know, I love my mom. But me and my mom got into a problem. Right? Me and my mom's sister got into this big argument a few months back. And because of that, my mom's refused to come to my son's graduation. This is me revealing some stuff. She refused to come to my son's graduation. So I said I had to cut my mom's off because it's bad enough. My mom's did it to me. She didn't come to my wedding because of argument. She didn't come to my sister's sweet 16 because of an argument. My mom's does that and then she doesn't do major things and then blames us. And then my mom sent me memes about being a good son and all this stuff. But I said to myself, I have to back up for my mom's because it's one thing to do it to me and my sister, but now you're doing it to my son. Playing those emotional games, those mental games, those, oh, if you do this to me, you know. And I love my mom. I respect my mom, but my mom's my mom. But it's accountability. Black people are the only people that will do wrong, do complete wrong, but act like you're the wrong one. They take no accountability for what they do wrong. They take no accountability for the wrong they did to their children. Now, I'm not here to bash my mom. I love my mom to death. I do. I love my mom. But right is right and wrong is wrong. And at the end of the day, our people don't take accountability for shit. I'm tired of looking at the internet. I'm tired of looking at my people and nobody can take accountability for the shit that kids do. Parents walk around here like they were the perfect goddamn parents and did nothing wrong. And then when stuff happened, it's the child's fault. Every mother child that has killed another kid or killed somebody else, they were parents sitting there. You know what they're saying? We did the best we can. Oh, well. And it's a cycle. Because then those children become parents that do the same thing. It's this cycle of lack of accountability in the black community for our children. These are fucking children. But we sit there, we comment on the LGBT community, transgenderism, all that. Talk about all the other children. They can't make decisions. Exactly. They can't. But somehow they made a decision to have a gun or a knife. Somehow they made a decision to be out here doing drugs and all of this. They made that decision on their own. Yeah, you could. It's so funny. Kids can make decisions on their own when it's convenient for the parents. But when it's not convenient for them, they can't make decisions. They can make a decision whether they have a gun or a knife or not, but they can't make a decision whether they can have sex. Oh my God, you know, you're 14, you decide to have sex with a 30-year-old. Oh, you're a victim, young child. But the same young child, have a gun. See, that child made that decision. Oh, that same child that wants to change it, they could change their gender. I mean, it's the dumbest shit in the world. On one hand, children can make decisions that are life-altering, and it's their decisions. But then on the other, when they make a decision for themselves that you don't agree with, now it's a problem. Now they're the victim. Now they're children. God damn it. Why can't we take accountability and responsibility for our community? Why can't we understand that what we do as parents affect these kids? Then we turn around and blame the kids for what they did, for what we did. If you would have stayed with your baby daddy and raised a good kid, maybe that kid would be better. Maybe if you made a better decision about who you let shoot up your club, maybe if you made a decision better about what woman that you picked to be your baby mama or you with, maybe that child would have not been in the household of abuse. I mean, we all have responsibilities on why these kids are fucked up. We all have responsibility for why these kids are fucked up. Yeah, we could sit down here and talk about bad guys. We could talk about hoish mothers. We could talk about all that. But at the end of the day, we all have a fucking choice. And we choose to have these goddamn kids, and we choose the path they're on by the decisions we make. When are we going to take responsibility for our children, for our babies, and raise them right? Now, I'm not saying that even if you raise them right, they can't go bad, because that's life. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of this shit is avoidable. You know, and you know, it's even what we put out as a culture. Like, you can have these parents that really do a great job, but then as soon as these kids go out into the world and see our culture and see what's popping in our culture, see what we encourage, what we allow, it influences them. All that great raising you did in your house gets erased the minute they walk out the door because the culture says, that's not cool for you to be that way. It's not cool for you to have morals. It's not cool for you to have standards. And society tells them that all day long. In particular, our culture. Because even if society tells us all day long there's certain things we need to do or live, our culture supports it. So when they come home, when they see their people, there's a universal understanding of standards. But no, you know what we do? We run out there and we promote the music that is gangsta. The imagery that's gangsta. We promote single motherhood as cool. We support single fatherhood as okay. We support violence. Being in bad situations, doing bad things, but as soon as somebody else does something bad to us, oh, it's a problem. But we okay, we co-sign others doing this, others of our race doing that to us, and we don't care. It's fine. As long as they black, I'd rather get killed, shot down, and gunned down by a black man than an Asian person. Oh my God, an Asian person at a store shot me down? Fuck that shit. We got to protest. Black guys, okay. We'll be all right. And it's hurtful, it's tiring, it's sickening. acting. It's so many words I can't even think of right now. And I woke up thinking to myself, why the fuck am I even black anymore? Maybe I got what they're called black fatigue. Because it is perplexing to me. The damage we do to ourselves. I'm at a point where I just want to quit my podcast. I want to quit trying. And it's not even only that. It's even our black community. Like, you got a lot of professionals that struggle and fight every day for the black community, that went to school, that did everything. But then you got this woman running around with no credentials, been proven she don't got shit. But because she pretty, that's what we put out there. Like literally, we can't even oust the fake people. We promote and love the fake people. Like, literally, we support fake activists. We support fake counsel. We support fake advice. We support people that never even done something, but we look at them as experts and give them money and elevate them. And while the people out there that are really doing the work, they get no help, nothing. Nothing. The black community don't support nothing that is positive for us. Now people say this is systematic racism and this is from slavery that gave us a mentality. Well, when are we going to stop fucking blaming slavery for every bad decision we made? When are we going to stop blaming systematic racism and the government and the system? When are we going to stop blaming them? Because, yeah, the government puts guns to our head to support and buy black white products. The system put a gun in our head to raise to have sex with that guy and have a baby before we establish a relationship. The gun puts it to our heads to see a woman and don't even know her, but have sex with her and ejaculate with her for a baby. The system does that. The system does. Yeah. They come to your house and they force you to whip that dick out and nutting that woman unprotected. Yeah, the system, they come and put a gun. You better have sex with those many men and have their babies. They force you to be ghetto. They force you to mess up your area. They force you to pee in the elevator. They force you to throw garbage in on the floor and not care. That the system forces you. They put a gun in your head. They may redline us, but nothing's stopping us from making those the most safest, beautiful areas in the world. They may not want us to have housing like that, but they don't stop us from going and making our own place that is beautiful. They may make money off of our music that's negative, but that doesn't stop us from supporting positive music. They may give you ads to make you feel like you should buy those white products, but nothing stops us from supporting black products. See, there's always a counter to what anybody does to you negative. Like, they could do these things, and I'm not sitting here in any way saying that the system, our society, is favorable of black people and don't do things systematically. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not trying to fight and argue and nobody saying, well, the system, you're right. Okay, you're right. I give that to you. No argument. You're right. The system. But the system doesn't also stop you from not doing positive things, not finding a way around it. Because, see, this is the problem too. We have everybody's lived experience in America as a black person is not the same. Meaning that we cannot say because you're a black person, you will have racism all your life. Like, I know some black grown men and women that never experienced any type of racism, to their knowledge. They didn't, and maybe it was racism on the other end, but to them, it wasn't. They said, oh, I just have to work harder. Because see, this is the thing. And so this is going to be controversial because people will be like, oh my God, you know what you're talking about, Cass. And I get this. But see, I tend to look at things like this. People are going to hate you regardless of your black, white. It doesn't matter. They're just picking on something that is obvious. But at the end of the day, people are going to find a reason to suppress other people. European people slaved themselves. People will find something. Eye color, skin color, religion, height. I mean, people will find something to separate themselves for one class to be better than the other. That's just the way people are. They just use race. They just use the color of your skin. So if you go into a job interview and a person looks at you and doesn't like you because it's the color of your skin, yeah, that's racism. That's the name of the why they're like that. But at the end of the day, that's just not a good person. Like, hate is hate. Like, at the end of the day, does it make me feel better? Like, if I didn't get the job because they didn't like me, because I didn't present myself well, or because I was black? I didn't get the job because you didn't like me. Oh, okay, great. That's better than me. No. I didn't get the job because you didn't like something about me. And that's horrible. That's just horrible. Like, I look at it as other people's ignorance. They already have hate in their heart, and if they find something, if it wasn't my skin color, it'd be something else. I mean, let's be real. You don't like certain things for whatever reasons. People look at you, I just don't like it. Like, it doesn't make a difference. When you approach that everybody hates you because of the color of your skin, then you have this. I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that the world is automatically against them. When you do that, that means there's no chance of them achieving. I told my kids, there's going to be people that's not going to like you for a lot of different reasons. Some is going to be because of your race. Some may be because of your gender. Some may be because of how you walk or talk. Some may be because of a lot of different things. But people that hate you, don't like you, doesn't matter why they don't like you. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, what are you going to do? See, it's about solving the problem, not hindering on the problem. How do I overcome the problem? If I'm at work and they don't like me for my work ethic, how do I overcome it? Either I quit the job or I overcome it. See, simple choice. I didn't want to get too deep into this, so let me not go on being so deep. Those other podcast topics that I could use. I just feel very saddened by the state of our people. I feel very discouraged about where we're at as a people. I feel very disturbed by where we're at. And I don't even know if I have the energy anymore to even keep going. Now, I know I may be talking shit right now, guys, because, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to stop the podcast, but it is very discouraging. And I feel as black people, and I know this is black men's mental health, but I'm addressing my people. When are we going to stop this? When are we going to do better? When are we going to take responsibility and accountability for our children? When are we going to take accountability and responsibility for our culture? See, voices like mine will never be heard by the masses because I'm not promoting negativity. I'm not doing controversy. I'm not bashing black women or bashing black men. I'm not doing those things. So my voice won't get heard. But somebody else's voices will get heard that promote negativity in our community, violence.
idiocracies, dumb shit, but they'll be heard. And that's unfortunate about our culture. We can't promote anything that's positive for our culture. We have to promote all the negative because that's what we're known for. And that's what brings money. All right, guys, I appreciate y'all listening to this special podcast that I'm doing, that I did this morning. I want to thank you so much because y'all do give me hope, though, even though I feel how I feel now. But I'm sure I'm going to get that email of support and love. And that gives me confidence and gives me a boost, you know, to keep going. I appreciate you. Download the Culture Radio app, please. My network, I'm expanding. We're doing a flagship station that we're about to launch here in Orlando, which is our home base. VJs, DJ shows, countdowns, all the great shit that radio stations have. It's our flagship station. It's called Culture Live. So stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, download the app. You want to know me and everything we got going on, CastleWilliams.com.